past two Sundays, we have meditated and heard the Word of God, who gave us some powerful words, such as be vigilant, be prepared, be patient, be joyful. All of the messages of Advent that prepared us for this holy night, this encounter. The meaningful and beautiful words from the book of the prophet Isaiah that we heard in today's first reading mentioned that the people in darkness saw a great light. That's the beauty of this night. That message was not only a message of the past that we read and we think about how it was, it is a message for us today, for that light continues to shine brightly, to enlighten our own world. The prophets proclaimed, announced Jesus' birth. There were many prophecies that mentioned that. And the people, the Israelites or the Hebrew people, they waited patiently. They knew a Savior would come. They did not know when. They did not know how. Some of them, indeed, were waiting for a powerful messenger from God, a powerful anointed one that would come like a warrior, like a hero, and would change, you know, the destiny of their nation, of Israel, and reestablish the kingdom of David. Some of them were waiting for that. God had other plans. And the ways that God had other plans is that the time that would happen, that nobody knew. Yet Scripture said that God, you know, the Gospel of John mentions, so loved the world that in the fullness of time, He sent us His only begotten Son, born of a virgin. In the fullness of time, that word, you know, has been with me during this week. I was thinking and preparing for Christmas, and the fullness of time, I always question, what does it mean? What is this fullness of time? And it came to mind that time can be understood, or if you want to say the word, defined in different ways. I want to stress two different ways that we can understand with some words that come from Greek. One way of seeing time is considering time as chronos, which is basically the time we measure in our watches and clocks, in our cell phone. Basically that is chronos, the time that takes and go by, that passes by. Represents almost something we fight against. Now, we fight against time, and we use still expressions that will say, you know, I'm losing my time, or I'm wasting my time, I'm out of time, I'm short in my time. That is chronos, something that we can measure. And it is, to a certain degree, pretty much conventional, that we created that and sometimes we are part of that world. Yet, there is another way of understanding time. And another Greek word mentions that, which is kairos. And we, looking in the scriptures, we understand kairos as God's time, which is different, because God, since God is eternal, without beginning or end, God is not part of that chronos, or the chronology, if we say, you know, of our own time or how we measure time. God is beyond that. And that is the fullness of time we celebrate. God's time to come into the world. God's time to bring meaning to the human family. And how can we see that God's time also is not only in the past, but it continues and is with us today? What we celebrate today is that this is the time of finding in the deepest recesses of our own hearts the reason to forgive. Because Jesus is the one who came into the world to save us from our sins. Now we just, you know, sang before Mass started the beautiful, you know, Christmas carol. They're all beautiful, you know. But one say that he came into the world to drive Satan's, you know, of tidings of comfort and joy. Not only he come to forgive our sins, but also to teach us how to forgive others. He came as light, the light shining in the darkness, to show us that we are also called to reflect that same light to other people. And that's the reason we gather at night, because the sun will shine again. The same way the light of our faith should help the world, you know, be illumined and be always with a new hope. This is the celebration of hope, because Jesus is showing us that darkness, there's no darkness anymore. For more challenging and stressful that our life might be, and many people this time especially could be particularly stressful, it will remind of many, you know, years past, or happiness past, or situations that are no longer the reality today. But let us not be attached so much to the chronos, to that time that we just met. Let us live in the kairos, in God's time. And then we will see. You know, this question of time came to my mind because I was hearing Catholic radio, was one question saying, why do we celebrate the 25th of December? Was this indeed the day that Jesus was born? And the whole discussion was that. It's not only a question of the day, the time. You know, if we take our birth certificates today, it will say the hour and the minute, to the minute that we were born. Let us not be attached to that. It is, Jesus was born in the time that God the Father found was the fullness of time. Can we see that celebrating Christmas is a way of saying that Kairos happens in our life? What is God's time in our lives? What is our response to that? You know, the gospel said the shepherds, it's still too early. That short video that was showing there and everything, and Joseph was, you know, posting as things were happening, you know, and I saw the time, you know, oh, some shepherds came to see the baby, you know, it was 2:36 in the morning, still some time to get there, but just to say, the shepherds, the wise men, the story that we know, and we put them in the crash that we prepare in the nativity scene. You know, the angels that came and recognizing, you know, God's, you know, kairos, God's time is happening now. We are the ones that are invited to worship that child. We know that we need Jesus. We know the world today, if we look out there, we say the world needs Jesus. The world is actually longing for that. We live in a world that we search for meaning, search for a reason. There are so many things shining there, but we're not following the true light. And that's perhaps we still too much attached to that chronos, to that craziness of following one thing after the other. And we are given little time to God. So we could understand better God's time in our own lives. Most of the times we run like crazies from one place to another, trying to fill the void that superficiality has brought us. Tonight's celebration is the renewal of hope. Is the renewal of a certainty that we are in a world that is not in darkness. And if the world is not in darkness, we also can get out of that darkness. Christmas is God saying to us, give me a chance. Allow me to be part of your life and your world. And I will bring you and show you joy, peace, light. This is God's time. What will be your response to God's time in your life?